Today is Interactive Church, Yoga Church, or as my wonderful assistant, Susan, in the office decided to call it Pew Yoga, because you can sit in your pew and practice yoga today. I am thrilled to introduce two guest speakers and preachers to the pulpit whose experience and gifts will deepen and move you. I have been changed for good, as the song in the musical Wicked says, by knowing both Dr. Mary O'Neill, one of our church members and a hospitalist at Cape Cod Hospital, the mother of two amazing kids, Ben and Marie, who happens to be in the room right now. So Ben has gone over, but you heard and met Ben already, so that's great. I'm also honored to have my friend Catherine Kennedy here. She's one of my yoga teachers, and she is also a local chef here on Cape Cod. Catherine teaches yoga at Evoke Yoga and Cycle in Hyannis. She has a plant-based cooking business, as well as works with her father, the artist Robert Kennedy, Kennedy Galleries on Main Street in Hyannis. Now, while I remain a novice yoga practitioner, although let's be honest, I've been practicing for yoga for 16 years. You'd think I might be better, but I remain novice. I know that when I practice yoga, I am better equipped to deal with the demands, stress, and anxiety that my job and role as mother, wife, and human present. My sister-in-law, Carolyn, she's a wonderful psychiatrist, and she prescribes yoga for me and for herself and offers it as a wonderful complement to most of her patients. The thing about yoga for me is that I need time to sit, time to slow down, time to breathe. I need to have someone else tell me what to do. I enjoy, even if I complain through gritted teeth, a lot of laughter, I might distract my teacher, that I do not want to do that hard posture or try standing on my head, that the stress of trying, even if I fail and fall off balance in poses, is actually a tool for navigating my life outside of the yoga studio. I love it at the end of class when my teacher comes to my head and she anoints my head with oil. And like my cup runneth over, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Just like we say in the 23rd Psalm. I don't think they know that that's what I'm thinking, but that's what I'm thinking. You see, for me, yoga practice is simply another part of my prayer life. It is embodied prayer. Prayer in motion. In researching Christian yoga, I found an entire website of Christians from diverse denominations who write blogs and devotionals about why they practice yoga. Father Tom Ryan, a Catholic priest and author of one of the first books on Christian yoga in the 50s, said, "We have been gifted with these bodies because this is where God dwells." The Christian yoga website defined their mission as Christians practicing yoga. We approach yoga with a deep sense of gratitude and respect for its ancient history. Yoga was developed in India, a primarily Hindu culture, but was intended as a universal human practice, the goal of which involves experiencing the union with the divine that is already there, but that has been clouded over with the stresses and strains of life. Our intention is not to Christianize yoga. Rather, we share a strong desire to live a holistic Christian spirituality and to benefit from practices that contribute to it. Yoga can refer to the traditional yoga philosophy or just modern postural practice, or both. While some voices on the site may vary in the approaches to yoga overall, we have found the physical practice of yoga to help be helpful in four ways. One, as a form of worship. When we step onto our mats with the intention of honoring God, we are bringing our whole selves, body, mind, and soul, into worship and communion with God. as a way to prepare for meditative prayer. A few simple yoga exercises will help you to become relaxed in your body, helps relieve mental preoccupations, and you become restful in spirit. As a practice in cultivating spiritual values, patience, sensitivity, non-judgment, many spiritual values can be cultivated on a yoga mat. As we work with the abilities and limitations of our bodies and our habitual ways of responding to challenges, we have the opportunity to practice these virtues. And as a physical health practice, a good yoga routine is one of the most comprehensive, holistic health practices available. All of the dimensions of physical fitness are cultivated in an integrated way. These include strength, flexibility, balance, coordination, concentration, and deep breathing. It is a privilege now to turn over the mic and pulpit to two leaders. Here comes our very own Dr. Mary.